Welcome back to the Emerald Archer, folks, a DC Green Arrow fan podcast. My name is Ed.
And my name is Nick.
This is issue 7 of issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is episode 7 of the show. And what we've got lined up, well, actually,
could
tonight
be issue.
Before.
It could be issue. If somebody prints out our words. What is the word I'm looking for?
This, when you...
With us talking and somebody goes and writes it down?
Yes, the word's
there's,
not coming to me
There's
either.
A word for it, and I know there is, but
yeah.
You know, we'll move on. I digress.
Nick, you said that you wanted to talk about a new experience that you had this evening.
Yes, I tried Korean food for the first time in my 14-year-old life. It was actually very good, and I would recommend it to those who haven't tried it. If you're interested in what I got a spicy pork and green onions plate, which is exactly what it is. It's nothing more. And yakimandu and kimchi five ways.
And Nick's... right, I'm not sure where that was going. I had... okay, I'm not fine. Oh, here it is. Dwaiji Bokum.
Yes.
Which is unsalted bacon with chef's special spicy red sauce. And I had mine spicy, not like way spicy, just
Wussy.
Some spicy.
We and also got to hear traditional Korean music.
Yes, as sung by the
owner, chef.
Yeah, we're not sure what. And Nick's stepmom had...
It's just called what it is. I think it's like spicy chicken and garlic.
Yes,
spicy
garlic chicken plate.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And we all sampled the kimchi
and yakimandu.
Yeah, yakimandu. So
yakimandu is just like a vegetable dumpling.
Yeah, we would almost call them pot stickers.
Yes,
I think that might be
kind of like a
different,
vegetable pot sticker. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It was very good.
It was.
It was very good. All right. As far as the podcast goes, the books that we have on tap to talk about this evening are the 1938 volume of Adventure Comics, issues 255 and 256, and the 2011 volume of Green Arrow, issue 3, which, as we're sitting down and recording this Saturday evening, came out this past Wednesday.
Yes.
So I'll be sure to note that because some of you folks who don't get your shipments but once a month, you're going to be about 3 weeks until you get that. So I'll let you know when that comes up. That way we don't spoil that for you if you don't want to hear it right now. So we'll start out with Adventure Comics 255, as I said, the 1938 volume. That came out in December 1958. We're looking at the second story in that issue entitled The War That Never Ended. And the script was by one Dave Wood, with pencils and inks by Jack Kirby, and an assist on the inks by Roz Kirby. Now, the splash page opens up with, actually, it's a half page, but...
Yeah.
Green Arrow and Speedy are getting out of a raft on a beach, and they're seemingly surrounded by Japanese soldiers dressed as they would have been during World War II.
They look exactly the same, I might add.
And they're surrounding them, telling them to surrender. The head Japanese person is telling his other soldiers to drive the Yankees back into the sea. So the story itself opens. We see that Oliver and...
Roy.
Roy.
There you go.
Are
it even,
dressed...
It even says it right there.
Yes, sir.
Board.
Are dressed as Green Arrow and Speedy, but they're getting ready to go on a trip dressed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to the International Crime Convention. So they can't travel incognito and then change. They
no.
have to go as Green Arrow and Speedy.
I don't think normal people are probably allowed at the International Crime Convention.
Well, but you can fly into whatever city it is and then change in that city.
I would think that would be lying.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not showing up as invited as Green Arrow and Speedy. You're Oliver and his young ward.
Okay. They're flying in the plane, and the plane encounters some weather, gets forced into the ocean. Green Arrow and Speedy are in their own life raft, and the other passengers on the plane are in various other life rafts. we see that they have, in fending for themselves, had to fight off sharks, and they do so by taking driftwood that they have found,
Wedging it.
wedging it in vertically into the shark's mouth with arrows to hold the shark's mouth open so that seawater gets in and causes the shark to go away because it got a mouthful of salty water.
Yes.
Now they do make it to an island
A day
eventually,
later.
and they are immediately set upon by Japanese soldiers, again, as in the splash page, dressed in World War II garb. They attempt to fend them off without hurting them, using various tactics, a wall of arrows, and then they use what kind of gas? Tear
Tear gas
gas,
and smoke arrow, smoke
right,
screen.
smoke screen arrows, and in all the confusion, they try to get away. In the attempt, Green Arrow stumbles and is captured. Speedy gets away. So Green Arrow kind of petitions them to keep him alive. He explains the error of their ways, that the war ended at this point. What's he saying? 13 years ago?
Yeah, 13,
13 years ago.
because it's 1958, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Well, yeah,
Oh,
December
right,
1958.
1958,
So,
yep.
and the general, I think he is.
Is that what it says?
He doesn't say here that I've seen, but the main
Major.
Japanese.
It says Major
Okay.
Teyako. Yeah. TA. It's we're on the same page. Fourth panel, second row. I mean, second panel, second row.
Major
Major
Tayako.
Tayako. Okay.
Tayako. He will have none of it. In June of 1945, they lost their radio, and the last communique they got from their superiors were to hold Tongi Island, which apparently is this island that they're on.
Yeah.
Green Arrow says, "Well, that's nonsense. You've been stuck here. The war's been over. You
For 13 years.
don't even know that necessarily because your radio's out." And the major takes him up on this knoll and says, "Nonsense. See the fleet out there? That's where you've come from to see what's on the
You're a
island."
spy. You're supposed to figure out what we're doing and go back and tell your ships.
Right, and then they'll attack once they find out what forces are here and all that kind of
Right.
stuff. He says, "That's not going to happen. I'm on to you. I know why you're here."
But you got to admit, that's a dedicated major
Oh, sure.
because.
13 years with no contact to keep doing the same thing?
Right.
I mean, and who
Consistently,
knows?
without even complaining, they don't even look that bad. They look like they bathe and have clean
Yeah, they'd
clothes
look,
and
yeah.
everything.
I wonder if they've, killed anybody on the island and, hidden them or anything that have
Natives? Or just.
people that have happened on the island.
Probably. Probably thinking they're spies or someone show up and come take over
Some
Tongi
rich
Island.
couple cruising the islands that stop on this island or something,
Yes.
So we also find out that in 1950, an ammunitions explosion wrecked all of their big guns that they used to protect the island from ships. So they don't have that. But then the mayor thinks, "But now I have this wonderful idea. I am so glad you're here, because what you will do for us is you will build giant arrows like your arrows, only these arrows will be for torpedoes and bombs and mines, stuff like that."
I don't understand why they had to wait for Green Arrow to get here to do that. I guess because he's an archer, and you assume he knows how to make
How
giant
to make that
arrows.
stuff, yeah. And with that stuff that we get you to make, we'll drive off that fleet that we see out there.
Yes.
So the Green Arrow is, to bide his time. He says, "Well, yeah, sure, I'll make your weapons for you."
Of course.
So then we cut to probably a couple of days later. We see Speedy is overlooking these new weapons that Green Arrow has made, and sure enough, he has a big catapult here shaped like a bow on its side.
It says just a large crossbow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the huge crossbow.
And we see one arrow that looks like a giant torpedo, and then he also launches an arrow bomb and an arrow mine from the launcher also.
We have to put all three of those in the aerodex, which is conveniently on our website.
Yes, there's a tab up in the upper left-hand side that takes you to the arrow decks. We're keeping track of all the arrows that are named through the books. So, after seeing this done, Speedy takes the opportunity to attempt to free Green Arrow, and he cuts open this huge, like, bamboo container that they've been storing their coconuts in as they harvest them. And those coconuts come raining down on the Japanese troops, giving Green Arrow an opportunity to get away. And we see that he's holding this interesting contraption in his hand here, some kind of special bow for arrows or something. Then, cutting back to the arrows that have already been fired, we see the rocket arrow, the missile arrow, breaks apart, revealing, Green Arrow says, a giant green arrow, signifying to the fleet that he's
He
there.
is, yes.
Now, that's assuming, of course, that this is an American fleet. If it's not American, they
It
may
doesn't
not
mean
have
a
a clue
thing.
about Green Arrow. We see that the
Remember the Green Arrows of the world.
this is true. They still might be able to put it together. You're
Right.
right. The mine arrow is made of soft metal and hits a ship, which means that his aim was pretty good.
It was.
And it busts open and releases a red dye, which red is the international
International
symbol
symbol
for
for
danger.
danger.
So, and then the bomb arrow opens up and releases a series of smaller arrows.
Three smaller arrows.
They're three long arrows, three short arrows, and three long arrows.
Other way around.
Or no, three short,
Short,
three
three long,
long, three
three
short,
short.
which is SOS in Morse code.
I used to know that in Boy Scouts, but
So
yeah.
yet again, trying to tell the ships to stay away, trying to help them. And in the confusion, Green Arrow uses this weapon that he created, and basically what he made is he made an arrow machine gun.
It's like a Gatling gun.
Yeah, a handheld
Gatling gun for
for
arrows.
arrows, and he uses it to pin Major Tayako to
Tayako or
the
whatever,
wall of
yeah.
one of their huts here, and ultimately the mayor surrenders to a
Why do you say
superior
mayor?
force.
It's major.
Major, I don't know.
'Cause you said mayor and I'm like,
Mayor
oh, he
before.
just slipped.
Yeah,
You said it
the
again.
major surrenders to Green Arrow, and we see that sure enough it was a U.S. fleet, but they did have a Japanese naval observer.
Is this the guy in the black then?
Yeah.
Okay, I
So
thought
he
so.
was able to convince them, I guess, that indeed the war is over and you need to stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So.
I like the cliche tracing his body with the arrows
Oh,
they used to
yeah.
do in the
All
cartoons, you
the
know?
way around
Yeah.
there. Yeah. And so that's where this issue finished up there for us.
And he'll have to create an accurate weapon because that's just how Green Arrow does. If it were any other type of gun, you know, Major Tayoko might have been shot a couple times already.
Gatlin arrow gun. Yeah, or yeah,
So it
he's
has to be very accurate. Okay,
All right,
so.
the next book here is Adventure Comics, the 1938 volume, issue 256. Came out January 1959. We're going to look at the third story in that book, entitled The Green Arrow's First Case. And the script is credited to Mr. Ed Harrin, and there is some confusion as to the fact that perhaps Jack Kirby helped plot this story. It is definitely known that he worked on the pencils and inks with an assist on the inks by Roz Kirby, Mrs. Jack Kirby.
Yes. Okay, so it starts with a splash page that asks, "Don't you want to know what the origin of Green Arrow was?" And the splash page is pretty interesting. It's cut in half with the current Green Arrow, and on the other half, it's the Green Arrow in a similar, back in the day when he originated, in a similar yet different outfit. So it skips down to where the story starts, where Oliver and Roy are in their penthouse and they're watching the news, and it says something about some scientists or geologists of some kind of scientists that specialize in caves and rocks and, you know, just some kind of specialized area. It says that they're going to go to Starfish Island, which is appropriately named.
Yeah, because they show a picture of it here on the TV.
And it looks exactly like a starfish. And Oliver, he's freaking out. He says, what does he say? Great guns.
Yes, he's cussing
Very G-rated.
in 1959.
Yes.
He's, you know.
He says, I can't let them go investigate that island. They'll find out my secret identity, which kind of threw me off in the beginning. I'm like, is a native tribe of his there or
Yeah,
something?
it's like,
That
well,
did was he born
what
there?
does an island have to do with Green Arrow's origin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says Green Arrow was born, not Oliver Queen. So I just want to get that out of the way. That's where Green Arrow started, was on Starfish Island. So him and Speedy dress up as Green Arrow and Speedy. I guess Oliver and Roy dress up as Green Arrow and Speedy.
Green Arrow and Speedy dressed up as Green Arrow and Speedy, and
Oliver and
okay.
Roy dressed up as Green Arrow and Speedy, got in their aeroplane, and went to Starfish Island to prevent them from finding out the origin of a Green Arrow, and on
How did they get there?
in the aeroplane.
They used the aeroplane.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
I said
I'm
aeroplane.
sitting right here. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So on the ride there, Oliver starts to explain how this island could reveal his secret identity, and with his proper narrations, he starts saying that I'm just gonna do this like I was. Okay. So,
You're pretending to be Oliver Queen, right?
well,
Is that what you're gonna do?
I could do that.
Well, no. How?
I was
What?
just gonna say that instead of saying, well, Oliver said that, or Green Arrow said that Oliver was
Okay, I
swimming in
see.
the water, but I'm not gonna do that. I'll just treat it like it's the same storyline. So it cuts to back in the past. It doesn't really say how long ago. He fell off a ship and he's swimming toward an island.
There's a problem there starting off.
That he fell off a
Yeah,
ship.
why did you fall off
I
a
guess he
ship?
wasn't coordinated back in the day.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, he's swimming. He spots Starfish Island. But I guess it wasn't named that back then. Who knows? But he gets there and he realizes that the water is too rapid. That's not the word. The waves are too big and there's too many jagged rocks. It's
Rocks
just
on.
too dangerous. He says, boats aren't going to be able to come up to the shore and get me. So he wanders closer to the island, off the shore to the island, and finds a cave and builds a fire, which I think this cave is where the Arrow Cave gets his name, its name. That's what I was thinking of.
It started in a cave, and he still uses a cave, so
Right.
yeah.
He says, I have fresh spring water, home, and a fire. Now all I need is food,
There we go.
which sounds pretty good so far.
He's got shelter and warmth. He just needs food.
So he decides that he's going to make a bow and arrow to get his food. He makes, arrowheads out of rocks, just old-fashioned, not special, just regular old arrows, and a bow made out of just a curved stick, nothing special, just literally a bow and arrow, not a Green Arrow bow and arrow. So he has to get some practice. He draws a target on the side of his a hill outside of his cave and completely sucks at it. He overshoots it. After hours and days of practice, he learns that he needs to shoot higher when the target is far away and adapt the wind changes to the angle he needs to shoot, all that getting better. So he takes his bow and arrow and says, I'm finally good enough, let's get me some fish. And he goes out to the water and he takes his bow and arrow and he hits the fish dead on and the
Yeah,
fish swims away.
he nailed the fish
And it just swims away.
with his arrow.
Yeah, with his arrow. He doesn't even get his arrow back.
Stuck in it, so okay.
So he says, I need to come up with a trick arrow that will help me get this fish. So he invents the rope arrow by tying a very strong vine to the end of his arrow so that when he shoots it, he has something to pull it in. That works. Does it work? Yes, it does work. And he says, one fish isn't going to be enough, even though that fish is as big as him.
That's a mighty big fish.
That is a very large fish.
Yeah.
So he says, I need to get more fish than just this because I'm going to be living here for years. Except he doesn't say that. It's just implied because he needs more fish than that one as big as him. So he creates the net arrow, another trick arrow. by hollowing out the tube of an arrow, and I see that he has some metal there. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, who knows?
And he stuffs a net woven from.
Shh, you're not supposed to
I'm
know
not
that.
supposed to know that that's metal. It's
Right.
a sugar cane.
He's telling the story. Roy isn't seeing any
No.
pictures, so
Yeah, yes, I
he's
apologize.
good.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
So he stuffs a net inside the arrow woven from, thin but strong vines. He shoots it into the water with the arrow on the other end and catches a whole bunch of fish, almost enough to be there a while, like a lot. It's a huge net and it's full of fish.
More normal kind of fish.
Yes, not 6 feet long fish.
And can I say that his pants are starting to resemble the Hulk pants?
Yes, because they're getting all torn
And it's all they're almost a purple
yeah,
color,
the kind
so
of reddish on the borderline of purple
yeah,
is,
he's starting to
yeah.
get Hulk pants.
Yes. What is he? Okay. He says that by making these simple trick arrows, he can create more and more complex ones. So he starts thinking about it, and he makes an arrow so that the arrow head will be able to spin, turn freely on the end of the arrow. And he does this by doing some handiwork with the elastic from his socks and twisting the arrow head onto the arrow shaft. And he calls it a tricky little motor. He tests this arrow on a coconut. He launches the arrow with the rope on the end because it's a rope arrow with the spinning head arrow or spinning arrow head on it. He shoots it at a coconut. It drills through the coconut and sticks inside, and he pulls it down. So he's becoming more ingenious with making his arrows. Then he wants to hunt in the forest now instead of just for fish. So he makes what's starting to resemble his Green Arrow costume out of greenery.
Camouflage,
Yes.
yes.
It says the origin of the Green Arrow costume. Okay.
Even the gloves. Really? I
Yeah.
mean, gloves?
I mean, how did he fa- Was there like a leaf that.
He
I don't
doesn't. He
know.
doesn't even cover the rest of his legs or the rest of his arms. He
No.
covers his torso. Okay.
And some gloves.
He's got a hat.
With the feather.
Okay, but he has gloves and boots.
It doesn't even. He does have boots.
You know, so it's like,
He's
well,
wearing a man green skirt kilt
why did you
thing.
not go all the way?
Yeah.
You know, and your hands, I would have left them undone so that they work and everything, my
Yeah.
fingers and
You
everything
could
like
feel
that.
things better, like
So,
detail and everything.
because if this is made out of like
That's gonna tear.
leaves are pretty thick
Yeah,
and wearing
you're
those as
not gonna be able
gloves.
to. But that's Green Arrow.
Hey,
Don't judge him.
okay.
He decides that he's gonna take a rock and a larger rock and carve his name, the date he came there, his progress with the bow and arrow, and all about his Green
Yeah.
Arrow costume
There we go. He's working
on.
smart now.
Yes, in an island diary, so he doesn't pull a Tom Hanks.
On the wall of his cave.
Yes. Which, by the way, he's not acknowledging himself as the Green Arrow. That's just his
No.
hunting outfit.
Right.
He's not even thinking about, whoa, I should become a superhero. That's not even crossed his mind.
What was the
So,
name of Tom Hanks's buddy there on the island?
Wilson.
Yes, the ball,
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah. Because was it the blood print on his hands that gave him the face?
I forget how the face came about, but yeah,
We should ask
it
Terry.
was a Wilson, like
Volleyball,
volleyball.
yeah.
Yeah, he named him Wilson.
Gave him hair with the sticks and everything.
Okay.
Back to the story. He's looking out past the jagged rocks and water, and he says he sees a freighter. My Lonely Robinson Crusoe existence. Is
Yeah,
that a book?
Robinson Crusoe is a story about a man that got shipwrecked on an island.
The Family Robinson? I don't know.
Well, Swiss Family
Swiss
Robinson
Family
is
Robinson.
kind of a different take on it.
Okay.
Robinson Crusoe, and he found a native that he friended and named him Friday. So he was his best man Friday. So
Best Man Friday.
because he was a Caucasian, and Friday was where he was. I doubt he was African American,
Yeah.
but he was dark skinned,
Middle
and so.
Eastern, maybe?
Probably some kind of native to the island.
Right,
And
right.
typically, a lot of the islands like that, the natives are darker
Dark,
skinned
yeah.
than we are.
Okay,
So,
so
yes.
he decides he's going to swim out to this freighter. I think, yeah, it's a freighter, commercial freighter. He's ready to go. He's like, "Come on, let's go home." And he pulls himself up onto the boat and was seeing two of the shipmates kind of taking over the boat with a gun and holding people hostage. And before he gets up there, he rubs
Grease.
grease, anchor grease, so that the deck lights wouldn't reflect against the whiteness of his face. And that kind of turned into his mask.
Mask around his eyes,
Right,
yeah.
right. He hopped up on the deck. The two guys that were holding it hostage, or however many there were, are freaking out. They're saying, "There's a man that's not tied up. Let's get him." And he takes his drill arrow and he shoots a barrel of oil on the deck and sprays it everywhere, and nobody can stand except him because, it didn't get on him. Then he takes his fishing net arrow and shoots it and captures the bad guys. And is this, yeah, the captain is, "How can we thank you? What's your name so we can properly give you a thank you and possibly a reward and all
Right,
this?"
credit for
Yeah.
saving the ship and all that
And
stuff.
he says, "The Green Arrow, just call me the Green Arrow." And that's how the Green Arrow got started.
I don't know why he wouldn't.
I don't either.
You know,
Well, maybe if he wanted, maybe this, as
I'm
soon as
Oliver
he did
Queen.
that.
Thank you for being here. I can pay you if you take me
Yeah.
home. I'm just dressed
Something.
like this 'cause I had to do something on the island. It's a long story. I'll tell you on the way, but
Well,
just take me
maybe as
home.
soon as he did this, he said, "I'm gonna become a superhero and this is gonna be my thing." And then he
Well,
just didn't want to start.
it said something about that up here, didn't
So
it?
you sailed home and became the Green Arrow. That's all it says.
Okay, I thought he mentioned somewhere that he was having thoughts of being a costumed hero. Okay, anyways.
Any, the captain says that green costume, the bow and the tricky
It's the Korean food.
arrows, it is. Okay. So, and then it flashes back to the present. We don't know how long ago this was, but they're still flying over the island. And they, about said, park the plane. They land the
Yes,
plane.
they park it, toss the keys to the
Yeah.
valet, and
Let us get a table.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They land the plane, go toward where his cave was on the island, and then they see some what is it, expeditioners? Is that
Yeah,
a
some of the
word?
scientists.
Yeah,
That's, yeah, just.
they were going in the cave, but they realized that they had a Geiger counter because there might have been nuclear fallout on this island. Why it would be on this island, I don't know.
Because after, during and after World War II and on up into the 50s and into the 60s, the U.S. used to test nuclear weapons. Well, they would test them on unoccupied Pacific islands
Right.
and or nearby.
Yeah.
And so their thought is, well, we're going to go onto this island. Maybe this was a uncharted island, and there have been tests in the area. So they have to, as they're exploring it, they have to
Check.
make sure
Yeah.
that it's safe. And so they just have a Geiger counter to make sure that any of our other tests were haven't affected this island, just as one of their, I guess, procedures for charting
Right.
the island.
Yeah.
So
Okay. So he realizes that they have a Geiger counter. Green Arrow says, "I'm gonna use my fake uranium arrow to throw them off to make it seem like this place is radioactive." And the guy with the Geiger counter says, "This place or something in here is hot. We gotta get out of here. There's a lot of radiation." So they get on their rowboat and go back to the bigger ship and leave.
so now they'll mark the island as stay
Not, yeah,
away
not safe.
because it's.
And, one of the guys says as he's leaving, "Primitive people must have lived here at one time, judging by those arrows we found in a cave." So they
Ah.
were catching on to him.
They were inside the cave and probably had a chance to like look around a little
Yeah.
bit and saw
Probably
some
failed
stuff.
arrows or a fish washed up on shore dead because it had an arrow in
It could be.
it. I'm still gonna eat that
Yeah.
10 years later. Yeah. Basically, Green Arrow and Speedy, "Let's destroy this cave. We won't have to worry about it again. Nobody will know my identity." The end.
So there you go. Now, I do know that that origin is used on and off throughout Green Arrow's career as his origin. So that sticks around
The
pretty
Starfish
much.
Island? Or
Trapped on
just.
stranded on an island,
Ah.
learned himself,
Yeah.
da 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 da. They use it several times over the course of the different books. You know, they tweak it here and there, the reason he was on the island, maybe
Right.
how long he stayed,
Right.
maybe he had a companion or he didn't, or, you know, just different
Different things.
permutations. But that basic origin of Oliver Queen, Island, learn to use a bow and arrow, pretty much stays up till now.
Right. Okay, so that was that one. What'd you think of it?
I liked both of those. Those are pretty cool. The origin story, that's kind of cool now to finally get an
Yeah.
origin of him
I like learning the origin of superheroes.
have that. Now we have that under our belt,
Yep.
and we can maybe refer to it, or maybe they'll refer to it and we'll get it, and so
Yeah,
it's
if you
always
hadn't read
good.
that book, maybe it'll go over to your head. We're gonna go back to Starfish Island. What's Starfish Island?
When were they there? What did they
Yeah,
do?
what
Why is it a
happened?
big
Why are
deal?
they saying it
Yeah.
dramatically?
So, yeah, it's good. Now we have like a starting point.
Right.
Now that might, you know, we might not know everything that he's done from that starting point, but at least we know
The start
where he started
to
and where
where the
we
stories,
started.
yeah.
So yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I enjoyed the art. I still think that Kirby is doing some funky things with faces sometimes.
The eyes,
Yeah,
you know.
they are a little funky. He doesn't spend a whole lot of time, or he lets somebody else do the eyes, and they don't spend something. But
It's like a line and then a triangle for the mask,
yeah,
you
they're
know.
kind of odd. So, okay, our third and final book. This is the warning for those of you that don't have the current book yet. We'll give you a sec here. Okay. This is issue three.
Well, is that long enough time for them to stop?
Yeah, for to turn something off. I
Yep.
mean, I listen on my iPod. I got a button there. It's
Yep.
off. This is the 2011 volume of Green Arrow, issue three. It's written by J.T. Kroll and Dan Jurgens.
We should have just ruined it. We should have just been like the spoiler podcast. The first thing we said, all right, this is the new issue number three. Green Arrow dies, and everybody dies in New York. The end.
And the
And for
issue,
those of
the
you who haven't read it yet, you,
oh, sorry,
yeah, sorry about that. That's our
spoiler.
mistake.
With for the story, some assist by Keith Giffen. Any of you guys that have been following this DCNU reboot, Keith Giffen has been helping with more and more of these just as plot assists. And I think ultimately he's probably going to be a little involved in trying to tie multiple books together here and there with little things. Dan Jurgens did the layouts, with George Perez and Ray McCarthy doing the finishes. Colors by Tanya and Richard Horry. Letters by Bob Lay. I guess that's how you say it. So.
I just realized they put ratings on these comics. I've never noticed that before. It's rated T for teen.
Where is that?
On the barcode, it's vertical on the barcode.
Oh, okay. Because there used to be an overall rating system, but DC got away from it and puts their own rating on their books
Right.
now. It was called the Comics Code Authority, but they got away from that.
Muppets, rated M for Muppets, not for mature.
Yes. Okay, so those of you that were with us last episode, actually,
Would have been last week.
Ollie has been captured more or less,
Like, I think he's willingly staying there.
by this group of thrill-seeking people that have extra powers. I'm not really sure what they're going to call them in this new universe. If
I
they're
want them to have a team name.
Well, not only that, but what are people with powers called?
Yeah, in the X-Men world, they're
They're
mutants.
mutants, or
What does that make these guys?
they're supernatural, or they're
Spatial?
something, but enhanced, or I don't know. They haven't, that
They
I've
take their
seen, given them
vitamins.
a word in this universe. But the leader, Rush, has a particular desire to thrash Green Arrow in front of the millions of people who watch his group break the law,
Right.
via, you know, they keep up with him via Facebook and Twitter. They watch him on
YouTube,
YouTube.
yo.
All of this 21st century social media kind of
Modern
stuff.
stuff.
So they have this group has surrounded Ollie, or excuse me, surrounded Green Arrow.
In his kick butt new costume. It's
Yeah.
better than the black mask. I just noticed that since we were up close.
Yeah, I like the costume. And they have a bunch of floating cameras that they're using to stream over the internet,
Yeah,
wherever you can watch it,
whatever website they're using.
so that the people out there can watch Green Arrow be killed, a live gladiator
If
show,
I were
basically.
Green Arrow, I would already at this point be like, all right, who just commented on YouTube? If you're ever in trouble, I'm not saving you.
Or he's still connected to his chick, so he's like, mark him.
Mark, yeah,
Whoever says anything, Mark, we'll
mark
get
them,
them later.
get their location.
So he's still in contact with his main tech chick. He's got some kind of, mic on him or
Yeah,
something
some
that
an
he's able to talk
earpiece.
to her. She's able to talk to him. So he kind of fakes being stunned and then quickly launches an attack, taking out some of the guys here. We see comments from across the internet as people are watching this.
Get 'em, Rush.
Yeah, they're all for the other people and against Green Arrow.
Help you shove an arrow through his throat,
So,
which is did you read that comment?
kind of, yeah,
Yeah,
it's
okay.
it comes back. So Green Arrow is fighting them off here, and then he gets fried by
Supercharge.
Supercharge, and or he doesn't get fried. He gets hit by Supercharge and has to ditch his quiver because he's got explosive arrows in there, and he's got to ditch it before they blow up.
Yeah.
So he grabs a handful of arrows and then ditches his quiver. We see that this battle is being watched somewhere by 3.23 million viewers.
Like I said, I would like, well, like you said, I'd mark them.
So,
I'll go to
well.
each location. I'll be calling the people who all like Supercharge. All of you, I'm never saving you.
So, yeah, really. So, Naomi is talking to him and he's going back and forth with her, kind of the lighter side of the story to kind of keep things
Right.
light. They're going back and forth.
Again, ironic for what she's about to do.
Yeah. She puts the cuts the power to the building that they're on, and he uses some kind of sonic arrow to hurt their ears to make it hard for them to hear. So between, in essence, going deaf and going blind because it knocks the lights out, he kind of hides, and he hides up above them in the
Rafters, is that the
yeah
word?
of the building.
The first time I read that, I forgot that you're supposed to like make the sound effects yourself.
Oh
So it was
yeah.
making E,
Yeah.
but like a high pitched sound. And when I read it, I was going E for what was
Okay, that's what I heard in my head.
for what was making them lose their hearing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, Green Arrow's up above him, and he launches, looks like some kind of exploding arrow at him, which kind of breaks them apart because they're all gathered together. And then we see Supercharge fires at his perch up above him, and he drops down on him and is told that there is a cellar beneath him, so he launches another explosive arrow. Maybe the first one wasn't explosive. Maybe it was some, well,
I
no.
think maybe just like a stun arrow, or
It
did it
looks pretty
explode?
explosive because
It says
they,
coom.
and it launches them, a
It
couple of
does,
them. It
yeah. A shrapnel and.
blows them away from it. But he launches another one that blows out the floor and allows several members to drop into the cellar below. And he uses that new fancy separate 'em arrow
Right.
that we talked about last episode that
With rev.
blows up into like a whole bunch of balloons. And so basically, what it does is it pins them somewhere against the wall, against the floor, whatever. It blows up and fills the space and traps them somehow,
With breathable fabric, so they don't get.
so they don't suffocate.
I was about to say molested.
Well, so they don't get molested too.
I don't have good word choice tonight.
Green Arrow's a good guy. He doesn't want to molest the
No,
bad
he
guys.
does
I
not.
mean, we see that later on.
Yes,
So
he does not want.
then,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
we cut to the headquarters of Queen Industries,
Emerson. Emerson. I
Emerson.
believe that's his name.
Okay,
That's
yeah,
just what came to
the
me.
head dude. He's begrudging Ollie the fact that again, he's the spoiled rich brat, and he's never there when he needs him. He doesn't answer his calls, doesn't answer his email.
This guy has no social life.
This guy knew Ollie's dad, and his dad was a much better man than he is, and
Hardworking.
just bemoaning the fact that Ollie is not his dad.
All the lost possibilities.
So then we cut back to Ollie, and we see that Rush and
He
dude that's controlling the cameras.
doesn't say
I forget what his name
No,
is.
they never said his name, I don't believe.
I believe last episode issue they did though.
Okay,
I don't
I'll
remember.
research that while you're
But
gone.
they're still left and kicking, so they're going after Ollie. And then I guess through his mask, Naomi has the ability to like shift the wavelength of the camera that must be in his mask, must be in his eye ports, and she shifts it to probably another wavelength that he can also see, and she sees that there's somebody in front of them in a I guess because it's still dark, but although these cameras look like they're giving off light, but
I think there might be like light cameras, like lighting you would need in the studio,
right.
and then you have your cameras.
But she's trying to sneak up on him, and he just blindly lashes out and kicks her because he can now see her with like heat detecting.
Goggles. He uses that in the first book, I think.
Yeah,
Remember,
that's right.
'cause they had higher heat signatures than everyone else.
Right, the two twins that could.
The two twins and the strong guy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the twins.
It wasn't.
It was Supercharge, the girl who could like half split,
Right.
and then the black guy that's big and muscular.
Right, okay. So he takes out one person that is still around, but at this point Rush catches up to him, and Rush is strong, but I think we find out that Rush is strong based on all the people that are watching. I think it's related to that
Do you
somehow.
think
He's
that
like
could be
he's picking up like some kind of vibe
vibe?
'cause they're like cheering him on
Yeah.
almost, and he's so that would be his power is the ability to take the wishes of the people and turn them into muscle energy or
Yeah.
something like that. So they take this outside onto the dock because they're on the docks, and now it's just Rush and Green Arrow fighting with the other dude here that's his costume is like a martial arts kind of costume, kind of like a Karate Kid from the Legion of Superheroes costume, but people
Okay.
who don't know the Legion might not recognize that. But Rush and Green Arrow now are going at it out in a wider open area with all of these cameras filming it, and Rush is really taking it to Ollie.
Yeah, very, very hard.
He's beating him pretty well. This dude has telekinetic powers here.
I know,
Who can control the
I'm
camera?
sitting
That's how
here.
he's.
That's how it hovers.
Yeah, see, it says Rush gets too much energy from the buzz of the viewers, Ollie says.
See, that could also be taken
So.
not literally.
Well, I think it is, though.
It might be. I mean, it really will.
And what he does is he. Ollie fires one of his remaining arrows at the guy controlling the cameras to take out the cameras because if people aren't watching, this buzz won't be affecting Rush as much and he'll be able to beat him.
Right.
But the guy operating the cameras has some sort of telekinetic ability that's what allows the cameras to continue to float. And he alters the trajectory of the arrow that Ollie shoots and it hits a propane tank there behind the guy and blows up, probably messing him up pretty good, but
One step ahead.
also blowing apart Rush and Ollie now. So Green Arrow, I'm sorry, I keep
You
going
said
between
Ollie
Ollie
and
and
Green
Green Arrow.
Arrow. I just realized that.
Green Arrow runs in to get this guy, and Naomi tells him, "Well, you can't go into the fire there because you're not made for it." And
Yeah.
he's like, "Well, I don't care. I'm not going to let this guy die. That's
I'm not a
not what I do."
murderer. I don't kill. That's not cool.
So he drags him out, but in the process, he leaves himself open to Rush, who again
Throws a
jumps on
camera.
him and just starts
Very
beating the poo out of him.
close up for Green Arrow because he takes a camera and throws it at his head.
Yeah, and you
Just
can probably see that if you're
yeah.
watching it. But he continues to beat him
That's
about,
HD.
throw him around the wharf here and everything, and telling him, you know, that it's his time, and Oliver is talking to him, but he's not talking to him. He's really talking to all the people watching, telling them how wrong they are for watching this as one person beats another person, and you're sick for doing this. You're worse than he is, and all this other kind of stuff. And while he's talking, he reaches in this container that he has and extracts
A
a
syringe
syringe,
of unknown.
and he puts it on an arrowhead.
And he has four. Did you see that?
arrows left
No,
or
four
syringes.
syringes.
Right. And he probably carries it just for this reason.
Yeah.
But he launches two arrows almost simultaneously, one right ahead of the other, but one arrow hits the first arrow hits Rush enough to break the skin, and then the second arrow hits in that same spot and injects this narcotic that knocks him out.
Yeah.
And so in that example of finality, Green Arrow stomps on one of the cameras, knocking it out of commission, says show's over.
All dramatically.
So the
Dramatically look left, show's over.
all the all the bad guys are taken to Belle Reve prison, and you see some other comments from online holding them up and putting Green Arrow down while Naomi and he said dude's
Jax.
name, Jax, are filling Green Arrow in on what's going on with them and where they are and everything like that. Basically, Green Arrow says, I don't care where they are, I don't care where they go, keep tabs on them. I want to know if any of them get back
Yeah,
out.
yeah.
Meanwhile, he is Oliver
At Q Corps.
getting ready to step in front of the microphones like he never does.
Of course, Emerson hates that.
So he goes on to this big soliloquy about how they are responsible for technology, but the technology itself needs to be treated responsibly. People need to be responsible in the usage of the technology, basically hammering home the lesson that we're supposed to have learned by the fact that this bad team was made popular by doing things and broadcasting it over the internet.
Right.
And then Emerson and Ollie and
Other associates.
Ollie's handler here get into little back and forth about, their Emerson, are you happy he did what you said he never does? And Emerson's like, yeah, he did good, but it's not enough. One
Yeah.
time d does
This
not
doesn't make up for the
a good
past
man
ones.
make, and all this other stuff. So
Good grammar.
they thank you.
Anytime.
They go back and forth, and basically she's trying to stick up for Ollie, but Emerson won't, he'll have none of it.
Yeah.
And then the last page is several different frames of different parts of Ollie's outfit, excuse me, Green Arrow's outfit. And the other half of the page is Green Arrow standing there as Green Arrow with Emerson talking in captions about how he's not a real man, he's not a man, anything like his
Now,
father.
is this talking to Green Arrow?
No.
Or is this like he's
He's
listening
talking
and in?
to Adrian, the woman handler
Oh,
of
right.
put, and basically what it is he's saying all these things, but the fact that Oliver Queen is Green Arrow proves him wrong.
Yeah, really. He doesn't even
But he
know.
can't know that
Right.
because
He's just gonna have to think that Oliver's a lazy bum that goes out and
he
parties
plays and he's the
when on a
rich
daily
party kid
basis.
and
Yeah, on a daily basis, he's keeping people who can shoot lightning out of their hands and punch you until you die from killing you for views on the internet.
yeah. The final scene of the comic book itself is a bar. The TV has been on Oliver's press conference, and we see a female dressed in red with a 9mm or a 45 caliber shoot out the TV, and then a dude in the background who looks to be,
It looks like his hand is rotting.
it looks like he's made up of like his body's melted by acid or something like that, kind of runny flesh kind of look,
Yeah.
talking to her. And we see that the other patrons in the bar look like they've been burnt and maybe sucked dry or something like that.
See, I thought that he like sucked the life out of him.
Maybe so. That could
And
be
maybe
what it
that's how
is. And
he
they're,
stays alive, but that's just my
yeah,
opinion.
they're like husks of their former self. They're
Yeah.
all hissy, smoky kind of things.
Right.
And this female says that, she's going to go after Oliver Queen. And the end caption, the teaser about the next issue says, "Who is Blood Rose?" So I guess that's who this chick is, all in
Red.
red. And the dude, I don't know, maybe the dude's her bodyguard or something like that. So,
And either one, he's drunk, two, he has a stutter, or three, he just talks that way.
I think he definitely just talks that way. Now, why? I don't know. Maybe that's an indication that whatever's wrong with him has affected his speech.
Speech.
But words are broken into almost duplicated as he's
Well,
speaking them.
see, that's why I was thinking, like, he says, would it matter? Like, he has the hiccups because he's drunk, because they're in a bar and he has a beer.
Could be. I didn't get the impression that he's drunk, but that could be what he did.
Or just something,
Yeah,
you
I
know, just
think
something that's wrong with him.
it's something that they're probably using just to add to the factor of the guy.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him. He's dressed in a big overcoat, and we see him from behind, and the overcoat is either torn or maybe melted, and he's this big, almost Ben Grimm thing
I was
looking
gonna
kind of
say
shape.
thing.
Yeah. So
He's got the kind of build.
I'm sure he'll be
He has no neck.
something gross and
Yeah,
you know.
disgusting-ish.
Yeah. So all right, so there we go. Any comments about that book?
They got some pretty nasty villains in this issue, or series, I should say. Just in Green Arrow,
Harsh, just the
you don't
real.
have gangs of people with Tommy guns or, you know, drug dealers. No, you got people who could possibly suck the life out of you, people who shock you with lightning, people with telekinesis, people who get their power from love and support.
Yeah, not.
No.
So yeah, just harsher
That was
villains,
Rush.
harsher people.
Can you not get Rush from that? That's how he got his power.
Oh, adoration.
Love and support.
Yeah, of his
Killing.
the other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be where it
Poor Alpha. Do you even know who Alpha is?
No.
Alpha's the guy that they killed.
Oh, the kid that they
Yeah.
beat up.
I was like, poor Alpha. He's
You're
just your
right.
biggest fan, and you're gonna go and kidney punch him? Falcon, pa! You know.
Just punched through his chest. I mean,
Yeah.
he rushed just, yeah, in front of millions of people.
3.23 million?
3.23 is what it
6,
was.
you know.
Yeah. Who knows by the end? It was probably more as
Yeah, really.
word spread.
I love the mean things they said about Rush, though, in this issue. Green Arrow can suck it. Trending on YouTube, will or on Twitter, will wait for Rush.
Yeah. While
Just,
they were in jail.
yeah. Okay, continue.
Okay, those are the books for this issue, this episode.
You'll get it.
Next episode, we've got lined up World's Finest 100, and that's the 1941
We can get some more Finest back in here.
volume of World's Finest, and
Woohoo!
then the 1938 volume of Adventure Comics, issues 258 and 259.
Ugh.
That's.
We've been reading nothing but Adventure Comics. We need some World's Finest.
Yeah, well, it'll be
One
World's
issue.
Finest Adventure for a while.
Yeah.
So, didn't really that we've been able to catch up with have any feedback or anything. So,
If you do, guys, feedback, send us.
It's the Korean food. It
It's
has the
called Korea food. Make you talking knock up this sentence.
it has the Yoda effect on me is what it does. If you do want to send us feedback,
Yoda, you sound like.
you can Yoda, I am. You can send feedback to earth1emeraldarcher@gmail.com, and that's the number one. The website for the shows is comicbooknoise.com/emeraldarcher, one word. The Emerald Archer podcast does have a fan page on Facebook. I post notices there when the episodes go live on the Comic Book Noise site.
Also, other comic book related things like your latest comic book finds.
Comic book podcast finds. Yeah,
Yes.
I try to keep track of other comic book podcasts, and as I find them, I'll publish a group of them as I put
Right.
together a group with the websites and where they are. That's me trying to help Derek Coward with the comic book podcast wiki,
Yes.
because I dig them up and he adds them to the wiki.
Speaking of Derek Coward. We'd like to thank him for everything he does. What do you say, the god or the granddaddy of
He's
all podcasts?
Yes, he is of comic
Of
book
comic book, not,
podcasts. Yes.
yeah, cooking podcasts.
He has been around as long as anyone I can think of. There's a couple other guys that have been around as long as he has.
Right.
So, what else? Contacts. If you're on Google Plus, you can circle Edward Moore Jr. That's me, and I post notice of the Emerald Archer podcast there
Right.
on Google Plus. And if you do download from iTunes, which probably most of you do, take a second if you would and give us some reviews. Positive reviews, definitely, but if you don't feel so inclined, that's fine. Reviews
We'll take
help.
reviews.
Yeah.
It helps us better our podcast.
Well, as long as they're
to a point.
constructive negative reviews,
Your
yeah.
podcast is garbage. You need to quit for life. Thanks, buddy.
Sorry, not going to happen. It helps other people find us when they're
I
looking for
podcast because I must.
podcast. Yes,
That
that's
who,
that's
was
my line.
is that? Did you make that?
Yeah.
That's just popped into my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, you've read it. I forget what profile I have it on,
Probably
Facebook or Google
something.
Plus,
Yeah,
or Twitter.
I'm gonna make a T-shirt with
Maybe
that on
that's
there.
my Twitter, on my Twitter
Your
profile.
information. I podcast. I'm gonna go look.
Because I must, yes.
Yeah.
And I guess that's all for us this episode.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, guys. Hopefully, tell some other folks, and maybe they'll enjoy the show too. They don't have too many shows to catch up on. This is only the seventh episode, so
Seventh issue.
it'd be pretty quick to have them catch up if they wanted to. We've been keeping them about an hour, so that's cool. Nick, anything else you want to throw in there, man?
I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.
This is a Teal production.